This is Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The National Elections Commission has certificated 3 of the 7 representatives-elect undergoing protests at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld next decision declaring Clarence Masokwe winner of District 3 in Lofa County and Larry Yankwe winner of District 3 in Nimba County, thus qualifying them as being duly elected by their people. Representative-elect Joseph Matthew of District No. 3, Bapolu County, has also been certificated, having been cleared by the Board of Commissioners of NEC. Representative-elect Clarence Masokwe was certificated on January 19, while Representative-elect Joseph Matthew was certificated on January 17. Representative-elect Larry Yankwe was certificated on January 24. They are expected to join their colleagues at the Capitol building. The cases of 3 of the remaining 4 representatives-elect are still at the Supreme Court, while the result of the recount in District 7 of Bond County is expected shortly. The United Nations Labour Agency reported on Monday that the total number of unemployed people will likely remain high in 2018 at above 192 million, and it will be harder to find a decent job. ILO Director General Guy Ryder said, even though global unemployment has stabilized, decent work deficits remain widespread. The global economy is still not creating enough jobs. Additional efforts need to be put in place to improve the quality of work for job holders and to ensure that the gains of growth are shared equitably. Here is William Bewusa with the rest of the story.
A flagship report by the International Labour Organization, ILO, The World Employment and Social Outlook Trends 2018 examines employment and social trends for the world as a whole and for each region and analyzes structural transformation and implication for future job quality. The report says the global economy grew 3.6% in 2017 after hitting a 6-year low of 3.2% in 2016. The recovery was broad-based, driven by expansions in developing, emerging, and developed countries alike. Future growth is likely to stay below 4% as economic activity normalizes in most major economies without significant stimulus, and fixed investment remains at a moderate level.
William Bewusa ending that report. The Community of Hope Agriculture Program says it is developing a roadmap for constant rice supply in Liberia. The group's executive director, Reverend Robert Bimba, told Unmel Radio that they are undertaking this initiative with other partners who have interest in the rice sector. He said their intent is to increase rice production in the country and ensure the steady supply of locally produced rice on the Liberian market. Reverend Bimba said they have prepared a comprehensive paper to be submitted to the new government on the way forward for steady rice production in the country. Reverend Bimba, who also serves as the national focal person for the System of Rice Intensification, SRI, said he is convinced that if this is considered, it will help in a long way to improve Liberia's economy. The news is coming to you from Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has told the BBC his party will accept defeat should ZANU-PF lose the election later this year. Mr. Mnangagwa, who became president last year after Robert Mugabe was ousted, reiterated his pledge for free, fair and transparent elections. He also said he will work with Zimbabwe's other political leaders to ensure the vote was free of violence. Mr. Mnangagwa, who has been accused of organizing the violence which has blighted some of Zimbabwe's previous elections, said a vote will be held before July. He is hoping to get the support of Zimbabweans at the ballot later this year with his renewed focus on boosting the country's economy. And the EU ambassador to China has called for the immediate release of Swedish citizen and Hong Kong-based bookseller Gui Minhai. Mr. Gui was seized on Saturday while traveling with 2 Swedish diplomats to seek medical treatment in Beijing. Ambassador Hans Dagmar Sjöwansgård told reporters at a briefing that the EU fully supports Sweden's efforts to resolve the issue with China. Sweden confirmed on Tuesday that Mr. Gui, who has published books on the personal lives of Chinese Communist Party leaders, was traveling on a train from the city of Ningbo in eastern China when plainclothes officers took him away. That's the UNMA Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMA, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmail news. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.